I'm Rhonda Hamilton with Toast of the Nation from NPR Music for New Year's Eve. Across the country and around the world, tonight is the night to come together and celebrate jazz from coast to coast. We'll hear Regina Carter, Miguel Zenon, and Trombone Shorty from Newport. A tribute to Billy Taylor from Washington, D.C. Wynton Marsalis live from New York. Sing the Truth from Detroit. Junior Mance in Denver, and Billy Childs live in Los Angeles. The full lineup is on the web at npr.org/toastofthenation and at wbgo.org/toast. And now, from First Night in Boston, here is a voice of jazz on WGBH for 30 years, Eric Jackson.
Live from Boston, it's Toast of the Nation. From NPR Music. I'm Eric Jackson, the host of Jazz on WGBH, and I'd like to welcome you to the Berkeley Performance Center. Every New Year's Eve, Boston hosts a citywide party that we call First Night. The Back Bay, Boston Common, and the Theater District are all alive with musicians, dancers, and people on stilts, and they're all jam-packed with people. And inside here at the Berkeley Performance Center, it's jam-packed too. And we have a house full for an hour of live jazz. Yeah. We're coming to you live coast to coast on NPR's all-night New Year's Eve party, Toast of the Nation. I'm on stage with four wonderful musicians. And the four are together for a very special limited engagement. They played last night at the Firehouse 12 in New Haven, Connecticut, and they're here again tonight here in Boston. AllAboutJazz.com calls the band's leader a giant in the making. Ladies and gentlemen, from Berklee College of Music, the land of giants, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Julian Lodge Trio featuring Larry Grenadier on bass, Eric Harlan on drums, and special guest Dan Blake on tenor saxophone. Julian Lodge.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy that? Did you enjoy that? Yeah. I'm Eric Jackson from WGBH, and I'm talking with Julian Lodge. We've been listening to the Julian Lodge Trio, plus special guests, Larry Grenadier on bass, Eric Harlan on drums, and the special guest, Dan Blake, on saxophones. We're coming to you from the Berklee Performance Center here in Boston, Mass. I should add, too, that Julian's latest CD is called Gladwell, and it was recorded right here in Boston at WGBH. Julian, I know this is a special group that you have here tonight because this is not the group that's on your CD. How'd these guys come together?
Well, I got the call for the gig, and I was trying to think of something a little outside of the normal path for putting a band together. And I've been playing with Eric now for, God, a few years in different projects in his band, and Larry I met and played with when I was probably 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's for the guys who just say, well, last year. But and then Dan is part of my the Julian Lodge group, which is kind of a chamber ensemble that we've been developing for the last few years. So it's really my favorite people.
So when you put together different guys, then that determines what music you're going to play?
Yeah, a fair amount of what we're playing is original, and then we just played Best Thing for You, which is the kind of a standard. And yeah, you can do anything with this band. I feel so incredibly lucky.
Now, in September, this past September, you were here with Gary Burton here at Berklee.
Yeah.
Doesn't Gary have a lot to do with your musical background, getting you maybe even here to Boston?
Oh, yeah. I met Gary around the time I met Larry when I was about 12. And
he's not kidding.
That was a big year, apparently. Gary and I have had just this incredible friendship and musical relationship for the last decade or so. And when I finished high school and I wanted to go to college, I mean, Berkeley, even apart from knowing Gary, it seemed like the perfect place to kind of hone this style and to, you know, start a band and all that. And that show you're referring to with Gary was phenomenal, to come back, kind of like a homecoming, you know, where he was for so many years and where I went to school. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get back here to teach and do clinics and things like that here in Boston?
I do. I'm really, really proud of my students. I don't know if there are any here tonight.
But any of his students here tonight? There's a few.
There you go. Well, I do. I teach. I have. I teach a lot of privates, and I also have this ensemble of. It's basically a lot of new music and improvisation, and Berkeley has some of that most happening people right now. I mean, they always do, but I'm very lucky to kind of work with them and steal all their stuff.
Well, we're very lucky that you're giving it all back to us tonight,
absolutely,
too.
Right? Absolutely.
Don't you think so? Okay. Any chance? Now, I know we're fortunate enough to hear this band tonight over the radio, over Toast of the Nation. Any chance of you getting in the studio with these guys? You can come back to GBH and do
right?
that, too.
Yeah. If you'll have us, you know, you never know. That's kind of the, you know, now that the seed's been planted, I think that's very likely. Uh-huh.
The new CD, Gladwell, is about a imaginary town or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's it's basically, it's very much a concept record, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. The pieces are very programmatic. They feature my band, which is cello, saxophone, bass, guitar, and percussion. So it's a bunch of weirdo instruments, and we kind of made this storyline to follow, where we walk you from the first song to the last through this town, you know, and it's filled with a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of very good stuff, and it's really just a beacon of light for us to compose.
And you also said the music is influenced by the guitars that you're playing on that CD.
That's true. That record has the guitar I'm playing now, which is a Linda Manzer guitar for the guitar nerds out there. And also a lot of vintage pre-war guitars, a 1926 Martin that I'm in love with, an old L5 from the 30s, old Gibson. And that informed a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, when you're on stage, do you change? I only notice one guitar on stage, so you don't change.
I'm kind of a one guitar guy, on stage at least. I get too nervous to take the guitar off and try anything. But
really?
Yeah, 2012, it's a new year, man.
Really?
I'll have like 14 guitars.
So we'll look forward
guitars.
To that, is that what you're saying? We can look forward to that down the road. So you've got some more music for us
We do. We have some original stuff. I think we're going to proceed with a song called Up From the North.
Okay.
Which is a new piece written a week ago. And we're along for the ride. So
okay. I should let you know before we start, too, that if you haven't figured it out, Julian is a Berkeley grad. And it's so nice to have one of Berkeley's own come back here to Boston and play for us here in Boston, too. Let's turn it back over to Julian Lodge and the band.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much. I'm going to play a short solo song for you. I think this is my dad's favorite song, which is why I'm playing it. And so I hope he's listening right now. This is a song called The Time It Takes. It's kind of my mock version of a country waltz. So we're about due for a country waltz, I thought.
It's here for Julian Lodge. Julian Lodge. Larry Grenadier on bass. Eric Harlan on drums. And special guest Dan Blake on saxophones. Yeah, let's hear it. We'd like to give our special thanks to Rob Hayes and the amazing tech crew at Berklee College of Music. Also to the good folks from First Night Boston and from WGBH, Chico Ofrin and Belinda Robinson. And our production crew includes producer Gary Mott, stage manager Edgar Herwick, and our music mixer Antonio Oliard. The managing director of WGBH Radio is Phil Rado. Here's an invitation to you. Be sure and visit nprmusic.org in the coming days, and you can hear all the broadcast sets from New Year's Eve from Boston to Los Angeles. Just look for Toast of the Nation. We'd like to say peace to you all from the heart of jazz in Boston. And my name is Eric Jackson from 89.7 WGBH Radio. And from everyone here, what do we say? Happy New Year! You got another one for us, Julian? One more from Julian Lodge in the band.